Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Caldwell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Earl Caldwell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting second. The right fielder, Ernie Kisch. Batting third. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett takes first base on ball four. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hockett moves to third. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Schalk moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Schalk moves to third. Curtwright moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello strikes out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Kisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kisch hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosar for the out. Brancato moves to second. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Brancato scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schalk strikes out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kurtwright hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 0-for-1 in the game. Kish hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Wilkins now playing left field. Mayo Smith now playing right field. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estalella. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Caldwell strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from Tresh and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brancato strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cartwright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Schalk moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom strikes out. One out. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tresh hits a pop-up towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Caldwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGee strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel fields the ball and throws to second. Appling drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Appling. Brancato moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hockett hits a line drive into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kurtwright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom strikes out. One out. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkins hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nagel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilkins. Nagel reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tresh hits a line drive towards short. Brancato catches it and steps on second to double up Nagel. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. McGee reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brancato strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bush pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jesse Flores now pitching. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Caldwell hits a pop-up towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Schock hits a fly ball into left field. Wilkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilkins takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilkins moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett who is chasing the ball. Estilella reaches third base with a triple. Wilkins scores. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Frank Papish now pitching. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cartwright hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Baker reaches second base with a double. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nagel is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Reynolds now playing shortstop. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brancato. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Shock applying the tag. 2 outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a line drive towards short. Reynolds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish strikes out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Schock hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilkins takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cartwright takes first base on ball 4. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds bunts towards first. McGee scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. Cartwright moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops it up and throws to first, with Flores covering, for the out. Cartwright moves to third. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nagel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. McGee strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0 for 1 in the game. Papish strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 1 in the game. Flores hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hockett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Schalk bunts between the mound and first base. Flora scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schalk for the out. Hockett moves to third. One out. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Cartwright takes first base on ball 4. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. Cartwright moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hockett scores. Cartwright scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nagel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Wilkins takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Johnny Johnson now pitching. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive towards third. Baker catches it and throws to second to double up Smith. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilkins moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilkins scores. Estilella moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.